Wishing you a beautiful Monday and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. So we have a couple of things going on this week. First, it's the first full week in March. Also, yesterday was the 3rd of March and it was called a day 333, where the energy of this month is all around abundance, manifestation, creation and moving forward with things. It's a really good energetic time for starting to think about the things that you want, setting your intentions around them, but more particularly, it's energizing so much around this year. So things that you want to actually happen over the course of 2019, they said that yesterday was the start of a really good time of focusing in on that. So, you know, you could take a moment even now after this audio to just sit and say, like, where do I want to be over the next month? How do I want to feel? How do I want to, like, connect with myself? And just giving yourself a moment to think about that. We also energetically, and I never really talk about this stuff, we are entering into Mercury retrograde actually tomorrow, which is the 5th. And Mercury retrograde, I don't like to pay attention to these things because they talk about it being slow and backward and sometimes things going wrong. It really is just a time to come into yourself. That's what I always think. It's a time where things go at a slower pace. So with the energy of this ability to manifest and to create and to think and to plan and to be present in ourselves, and then with the energy of also connecting in, going at our own pace. So this is when we talk about manifesting and creating, sometimes we think that's like instant, we need to do it now. It's not. It's about connecting with yourself first, going with the flow to move towards those things that you really want. So I just wanted to give that as a brief introduction because it is beautiful energy we're experiencing at the moment, and tap into it and tap into yourself more importantly. So this week, which is kind of interesting, I chose to do this topic based on a text I got from somebody last week. So thank you to you for sending this to me, about grieving the loss of not a person, but just a way of life or things that you would hoped would happen in your life and haven't come to pass. So feeling of like a loss of those things. And this is a really interesting topic. And I actually think, and this is why I wanted to do it straight away, was a topic that every one of us can relate to, and it doesn't need to be a negative thing. Sometimes we think of grieving, if you think of grieving, you know, a friend or a loved one that's passed, or even a relationship that's broken up, we you know, the stages of grief, and it can actually sound like a very heartbreaking kind of energy. But we can transmute this energy into something more positive. So when we think about grieving for the loss of something, I remember a good number of months ago with a client that was wanting to sell their family home. So they grew up and then they ended up living in it, and then they were in their whatever age they are now, and then they're selling the home after both her parents have passed away. And, you know, in the session I recognized that she was actually in a state of grief. And we think of her home, you know, and moving on, and it's a step of grief. And I've had this actually with family members over the last year, selling houses, connected to loved ones as well. But in that session with that lady, I actually was saying to her, it's a sense of grief for the life that you thought you were going to have. So when she thought about that home when she was younger, she imagined herself having a partner and maybe filling it with a family and things like that, and a particular career she wanted to follow. And that didn't happen. So the representation of the house and selling the house, she was actually grieving for the loss of the life that she had wanted to have. Now that can actually sound really difficult, and some people might say, oh, you know, you have to be present in where you are and you have to move forward and all of those kind of things. And you absolutely do. But it's important to recognize it. I would not want for someone to stay in that situation of grieving for a life that they didn't have, or a loss of something maybe that hasn't happened yet. It is about perspective. It is about, how do I move forward towards creating the life that I do want? You know, what's to say she won't have a partner, maybe not children, but have a partner and have a really fulfilled life. But what can actually happen to us is that when we're in a state of grief or something that didn't happen, we can get stuck in that. It can become our story. It can become our identity. And that's where it gets slightly dangerous. So I'm all about grieving, acknowledging first what's going on, grieving that process to allow you to move forward. And that's the most important part here, to bring yourself into that place of how to go through it, whether you need to go and speak to somebody about that, have healing therapies or different therapies, or talking to a friend, getting the support around it that you need. That's a critical thing, I think, first of all. The second step of that, or even a further step, is just, you know, how do I accept, I suppose, where my life is now, accept the loss of maybe an aspect of my life, and what other things are going to come in the future. And then there's another aspect of this I wanted to bring in. I was thinking about this a lot over the weekend, which is about situations that we end up or patterns that we end up in. So we might like have the same emotion a lot. We might end up, you know, being somebody that goes into a different situation with, say, different people or different scenarios, but the same kind of stuff comes up for them. Same kind of arguments, same kind of problems, same kind of things like this. And then we might even have things where we behave or we react in a certain way, and it's a pattern. I know I do this a lot, but I remember a couple of years ago, I actually just said to myself, okay, what am I getting from this? So if I'm reacting in a certain way, what am I getting from it? And you might say, well, I'm getting nothing. I'm actually getting lots of stress. But you might be getting something. It's like, you know, maybe somebody is in a bad relationship or something. And when we look at the relationship, and some people can be in bad relationships and not know that they're bad, if you know what I mean. So I'm not talking about people like that where they can't actually see it. So I'm talking about an example of someone who might be in a bad relationship and actually can see it for exactly what it is. Doesn't mean it's easy to leave them. But even with the full knowledge, and say they're, you know, I've had this situation in my life before where somebody's telling me about their relationship and saying that they need to leave and saying this, that and the other and recognizing all the faults, but then they're staying. So at that point, it's like, well, what are they getting from it? Even if it's something negative, they're getting something from being in that relationship. So in this case, this person was staying in the relationship to kind of prove to themselves they could stand up for themselves and that they weren't going to let this person win. But actually, in the end of that, it's not about winning, it's about that person actually being in a very difficult situation, their personality changing, their stress levels heightening because they want to prove to themselves, you know, so they're getting something from that. So when we're dealing with the loss of something we haven't done or something we wished would have happened or something we wish is happening right now, we also have to bring in, now these aren't the same and I'm not saying they're the same, be very clear on this, but we also have to bring in this element of, you know, what am I getting from the emotion around this? Why do I need this to stay in my life? Because depending on what this, say, this loss, this grief of loss of something you didn't have is, how long has that been going on? If it's a couple of months, okay, that's fine. But if you're talking, you know, 10 years or 15 years, it is obviously time to be able to progress and move on. So that's really what I want you to think about today. I just want you to think about everything I've said and relate it to your own life and just have a think over the course of the day and the night about whether this is affecting you. Are there aspects of yourself or aspects of your life, I should say, that you have wished for more in and maybe haven't done the grieving process and would like to do that? And we're going to talk a little bit about that during the week. Or is there just a part of your life separately? Maybe there is no grief or loss around things and you've accepted them and you've moved on, you're fine, which is amazing if you have. But then if there's stuff and you're like, I keep engaging in these bad situations, what do I get? So sometimes people, like, for example, want to say no to situations and they don't, and they just don't know how to say no. I can be like that at times. And they say yes all the time. So what are they getting out of it? So sometimes when you say yes to things when you really don't want to, you might be looking for approval from people. So it's better to say yes and get that kind of, oh, you're great and it's thank you and you're so good. And even though it mightn't mean anything to you, it's like, subconsciously you need it and you're looking for that approval. So that's what I mean, again, of like, what am I getting from this? So look at behaviors that you've got, look at patterns that you've got going on, situations that you get into that kind of end up being the same, and say, like, what am I getting from, you know, not having confidence in the situation? What am I getting from being angry with the situation? What am I getting from being in the situation again in the first place? And to really just think of that. And we'll continue this on obviously over the course of the week, but it's just for you to kind of have some thought around it, and then we'll connect back again tomorrow. If you have any feedback on this, as always, do send me a text and we can connect. So I wish you a beautiful day and look forward to talking to you tomorrow.